California. The pitched battle to save the pristine Northern California town of Willits continues. Activist Norman Sullivan says, let's not keep giving the Nobel Peace Prize to warmongers and mass murderers. And investigative reporter Jeremy Scahill pries apart the U.S. terrorist war. At 11 on Between the Covers, the guest is Seattle naturalist Leanda Lynn Haupt, author of The Urban Bestiary, Encountering the Everyday Wild. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, award-winning author Gene Luen Yang talks about his new historic epic, Boxers and Saints, which was a hit at the recent Wordstock Literary Festival. That is all coming up, but do stay around. Air Cascadia is up next with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. It is KBOO Portland, and we thank KBOO members for your generous support. It is our membership drives, so please contribute.
You may have heard my voice before. Portland wouldn't be what it is today without KBOO Radio. KBOO Radio has brought people together through the airwaves in an interactive process that has allowed Portland to become a richer, more vibrant, more progressive city. A city that let go of a freeway along what is now Waterfront Park. A city that has an activist community, whether it's for bike lanes or fancy food or whatever it is. KBOO has been part of the cultural underpinning of all that we have become together. Yep, you've heard me before. I'm Vicky Tempe, now Victoria Stapiello. I was a station manager when we built our studios in the early 1980s. All I did then was pitch for money so that we could do this debt-free. We own our own home. We have no mortgage. Not my doing, but all of our doing. We need you to continue to support KBOO as a vibrant, healthy underlayment for all that we build in our community.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 10th, 2013, the kickoff of the autumn membership drive here at KBOO. You're listening to KBOO because of membership drives like the one that we're in right now. We're just starting. This is your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm. On the web, and we have a lot to get through today in just a very few minutes. On Saturday, October 12th, Lane County residents will be participating in the worldwide march against Monsanto for World Food Day. Over 275 cities will be participating, and there will be activities here in Portland, of course, as well. And yesterday, President Obama nominated Janet Yellen, not his first choice, of course, as chairwoman of the Federal Reserve. Here at home in Cascadia, Rebecca Rubin gave herself up last year after 10 years hiding from the terror architecture that the American justice system has morphed into. Today, now as a matter of fact, right now at 10 a.m., she will offer a plea in U.S. District Court in Portland. She needs all the support she could get down there. Raise your voices. More from a move to amend on the extreme activist Supreme Court and what it might get up to in this next session. Weather for today, a good chance of showers turned to mostly cloudy, highs near 59, not much in the way of wind. And tonight, showers expected, mostly cloudy, lows around 47. In general, a drizzly few days going forward. Tomorrow, parts of Cascadia could see some fog in the morning. Overcast skies later on, a high near 59. And for tomorrow night, again, that lingering chance of showers. Overcast skies, lows around 46. The alternative forecast, their first quarter leaf moon in Scorpio is 5 days old. The forecast, synodic, biodynamic, and sidereal are mostly holding steady. Cyanotics as sow vegetables that produce internal seed-bearing fruits. The biodynamic forecast predicts with Moon and Scorpio being a water sign that you should stick to leafy plants, and the sidereal offers this, an excellent time for planting, germination, and strong, sturdy growth. So that's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecasts there for you. And moving straight into news from around Cascadia, because we have so little time today, we're going to be speaking first up with Sabrina Siegel down in the Eugene area, where a lot is always going on, and particularly right now. Good morning, Sabrina. Thanks for being with us. We're glad to have
morning.
You.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So amidst all of this, Rebecca Rubin and so many other events, must be that moon in Scorpio. Well, I mean, just saying, you never know. Can you tell us exactly what this is about? There is a march taking place in your parts and our parts as well, and parts beyond. Monsanto is a massive threat to the future of food. Tell us what this march stands for.
Okay, it's not just Monsanto. Monsanto is a symbol for, I guess, the biotech / chemical / seed corporations that are now almost wedded with our government here in the United States. And so there's so much legislation right now. We just saw in the state of Oregon an emergency session to pass legislation to preempt local governments from controlling, making laws that control agriculture, you know. So in Oregon, we have many counties that are putting forth bans, local bans through the ballot box, you know, for the people of the counties to vote. And they just voted, our legislators in Oregon just voted that we cannot have that power, that local power. We can't even put it to our people to vote. So this is an affront to our democracy, an affront to our family farms and our health, our environment. It means, you know, more GMOs, more chemicals. So we march, you know, to bring this to the public's awareness, to bring the issue of genetically modified food to the public awareness, because it's kept out of the media and everyone should not be eating those foods. Do your research and find out, you know, for your health and your children, how not to consume those foods. But if you look on GMO Free Oregon Facebook site, you will see all the different marches and events going on all over Oregon, on the coast, in Salem, in Portland, in Eugene, in the Rogue Valley. And you can participate in them. You could also look at March Against Monsanto, the International March Against Monsanto website, and they should have cities all over the world and all the different marches and events related to this for World Food Day, March Against Monsanto Day. And it's just about raising the public's awareness, and we really need everyone to be on board, and we really need to take back our food system.
This is the trouble. This is the problem, though. Once the genie is out of the bottle in this case, there's no turning back. That is why it is so urgent to stop now. Well, we can. There's really not much that we can do about some of it. But put the brakes on now is the only chance we have to protect the integrity of our seed system. Thank you so much
for that.
Sabrina. We're really, really pleased to have you with us. Sabrina Siegel joins us from Eugene. We're at the Wayne Morris Free Speech Plaza in downtown Eugene, 11 a.m. on Saturday. There is a march above and beyond Monsanto for food freedom. Thanks again, Sabrina. We're
going
to speak now with Ashley Saunders with Move to Amend, because there are other no turning back moments coming up. The Supreme Court has some extraordinary issues before it. Much of it involves overturning precedent, which is something that the Supreme Court has avoided in the past. This Supreme Court under John Roberts is unique in that it is so blatantly activist and far right in its agenda. And as the third arm of government and a part of our system of checks and balances, we expect the Supreme Court to behave in a responsible manner, which it has thus far demonstrably avoided. Good morning. Thanks for being with us, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this Move to Amend is confronting a Supreme Court which is somewhat out of control, and the real tests of the court are coming up in this next session. Can you move to amend is concerned with this and involved with some of this. Do you want to tell us what's going on here, how you see the court's behavior?
Yes, well, we at Move to Amend have seen a long 100-plus-year history of the Supreme Court basically giving rights that should only belong to people away to corporations. And we've seen the result of that from money being dumped into our elections and corporations basically buying politicians and writing laws and taking over every meaningful part of our government and of our democracy. Many people are familiar with the Citizens United ruling that basically was the last stand in opening the floodgates to corporate money in elections. But the bigger issue is this idea that the court put forth in the 1970s in a case called Buckley versus Valeo, in which they said that money is free speech, that essentially spending money is a constitutionally protected First Amendment right in elections. And that basically created unprecedented openings for people with wealth to completely control the political and electoral process in this country. So McCutcheon versus FEC, which is the case that the Supreme Court is hearing in October, is basically one in a long line of cases about wealth and politics. And the Supreme Court is essentially saying, yes, you know, money is speech, and we are going to strike down one of the last protections against concentrated wealth in elections and allow wealthy contributors to give millions of dollars to candidates in elections. And at Move to Amend, we stand with a lot of Americans who know that when you have rampant inequality, you cannot have a democracy. A democracy is both political and economic, and we have to have political and economic equality and justice for our democracy to work. And
Ashley,
money is
thank
speech,
you so much for that. We're a membership drive right now. I'm sorry to have to cut you off. We need to go and talk this morning. We've been speaking, of course, with Ashley Saunders with Move to Amend on upcoming Supreme Court decisions. We're going to speak now with Lynn and Ani, two intrepid KBOO volunteers here this morning, joining us to tell you why it is so incredibly important right now to make that crucial phone call. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. It is absolutely crucial to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABOO. It is crucially important to call now. If money is free speech, give us some free speech. That's what I say. We need a little free speech right now. Try a sustaining membership of $10 a month. Like, I bet one of those people that you've got a list over there did.
Well, I can tell you that Vance from Southeast Portland, he's a longtime listener, yet he joined us for the first time. Thank you so much, Vance, for coming on into the KABOO family and being a supporting member of this community. Also, we thank Sunny in Northeast Portland for renewing. Terry in Northeast, a new membership. Michael in New York City. Thank you so very, very much. for renewing your membership. Scott, Southeast Portland renewing, and Howard and Estacada, a brand new member. Thank you all for joining and renewing your memberships this morning here at KABU. And you can do it too. You can join in the crowd. 1-877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. We are looking to raise $100 to support Air Cascadia right now in the next about a minute, let's just say. That's one person calling up with that membership of $10 a month. You'd put us over the goal, like we have been over every
show
moment,
this
really, this drive so far. We love that momentum. Let's keep it going. 877-500-5266. You know, Chris brings us important information to the airwaves every day. And it's so, you know, these interviews, they're very short. They're very sharp. And we know that money does not equal free speech, even if our Supreme Court might be confused. We know that is the case. But here, you can put a little of your resources to good work. And you can actually support the cause of free speech with your financial support. Because so many of you adding together, funding KABU keeps us independent, keeps us a free media resource. Of course, we're not free financially. We got to pay lights and bills and everything like everyone else. But we are a free thought community. And it is so important to be able to have a place to express yourself, even outside with controversial, neglected, and really, you know, what do you say? Unpopular viewpoints. That's what we do here in public affairs on KABU. It's part of our program charter. We're proud of it. Call and support that effort. 877-500-5266.
Today on Flashpoints, immigrants' rights activists celebrate a series of victories in California. Also, a